brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it. Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks pass to DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
What's going on, everybody?
What is happening?
What's
yo?
Up? What's up? What's up? What's you up? Are listening to the V
A
R
show
right here on Active FM with your host who does the most, Orlando winner of the show, the one, the only DJ Stones. And with me here,
it's your man on fleek.
Uh huh.
Your man that's always sleek.
Uh huh.
Don't know if this is Jamaican or British. I don't know where I'm going. But one thing I do know, I'm the young player of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the man who always scores a hat trick.
Oh.
Because I'm DJ Sticks.
Ooh, ooh. You know what I'm saying? Yes, those young kids of the day. Of the
DJ
today,
Sticks,
you know?
With the tricks, with the hat trick.
Yeah, the kids, young ooh. Players for them. Ballandos for us professionals.
Oh.
Yes, okay. You are listening to the VAR show where we have a lot to talk about. We had a nice week of football.
Yes, we did.
But before we do that, enjoy these tunes.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sesh.
And we're talking about the movies.
Yeah.
Welcome. Boomalang, okay?
Hi, I'm the English version.
Yes, and I'm also the English version.
I can explain.
something about this moment is different. I hope the people are listening. The king on the cloud with a trump loud and a big crown on glistening. A penny for your thoughts worth saving for anywhere that you wish to live. Cause when you a king's kid, the world what you fishing in. Let him hit a trunk with the harp and the sound of the timbre. I need to hear the lyre in the pipe with the clash of the cymbal. Carry it those skies. Peace to the war cries. Sight through the Lord's eyes. Hail to the sunrise. Christ web, my domain. Say live corny. Forever spitting classics, acid. Say live corny. But don't make me put this bomb in.
We are back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back with it.
And we're about to do, guess what we're about to do?
What?
Guess what we're about to do?
What?
We're about to go through the weekend.
Yeah.
Roundup. And I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to start with the Premier League.
Oh, you're not?
Because something impressive happened this week.
Flip. Let me change where I was. Flip, I was ready for the Premier League. Okay.
You know, and I don't know how I'm going to say this, but
yeah.
Barcelona was actually fire.
Barcelona was fire.
Against Levent.
Barca was fire.
20 shots, 12 on target, 71% ball position. Going back to going back to that Barca way.
Yeah.
You know, and What stood out for me was the appearance of the new number 10,
mm-hmm.
the new one whose back is also going to hurt for holding up a club. Ansu Fati came on and 3 minutes later scores a beauty.
Yeah, outside the box.
You know, beautiful, beautiful. But overall, this is what I guess we're wanting to see from Barcelona.
Yes.
I
want to see brave
as a neutral in that league, you know. it's very nice to see a team of that caliber actually performing. But again, you know what really matters is consistency. It's not it's not your one match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that consistency.
And to be fair, Levante also wasn't in their best form.
Yeah. And, you know, again, it's not going to come. Their next game is against Atletico Madrid. Can they produce what they produced there? Mm-hmm. And then after Real Madrid, they're going all the way to play against Valencia.
Oh.
You know? And that's where these are the games. And then
now
after that, they have Real Madrid.
Mm.
You know, can they
El
keep Classico, the momentum?
You lie.
No, the 24th of October.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but this one is different.
This one is going to be the first time without Messi or Ronaldo or Ramos.
In how long? Let me see. Oh my word, that's some kind of record.
And no Varane.
I'm telling you, it's 15 years plus.
Oh my word, this would be so weird.
Oh,
this would be so weird, man.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to be going in as more neutrals.
Yep.
I'm almost there. Not yet a full neutral, you know. I cried when Fati scored.
To be honest, I was like, oh my word, he scored. That's so cool. That's nice. I was in emotional.
I was like, I see Ronaldinho in him.
Oh, the only time I'll score is when Jovic has a hat trick.
Oh!
Because then the curse is broken.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Not because I'm a Madrid fan or anything. I'm no more a Madrid fan. It's just that, the curse is broken.
Finally. Yes.
Another weird one was Real Madrid drawing to Valencia. Having 15 shots and only 2 on target, with Valencia 6 shots, 2 on target. Again, also Madrid has a bit of a long way to go. I don't see Madrid or Barcelona winning UEFA
anytime soon.
Yeah, and we saw it as well with Madrid in the UEFA Champions League against Sheriff.
Yeah,
you know,
was it on Tuesday?
Yeah, it was. Again, it shows the problem that they're having. You know, such a small team was able to break them down.
Yeah,
and that team was more clinical with the chances they had.
Clinical and
brilliant. And yes, Madrid was just having a like. It seems like there were those two games.
Yeah, they were bad games. They were bad games.
They were very bad games, you know. And what needs to happen now is that they need to pick their heads up and go to this weekend, you know, wanting blood, going out for blood, you know. They need to get their mindsets back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, coming out from two bad games does have a toll on the players.
It does. A huge one.
And now it's all about keeping their heads up and going into the next challenge full force, you know. And and they have an interesting lineup before the El Clasico, you know, with this weekend them playing Espanyol.
Yeah.
And then after that they have Athletic Bilbao. Then they go into the El Clasico match. Now they have two games, you know, plus obviously their UEFA Champions League match against Shakhtar Donetsk. They have about three games to you know, properly tune themselves going into that match, because they've been on a good streak prior to these two games.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it was the bad Villarreal game going into the bad.
Yeah, I know. There's just a new
Sheriff.
Yeah, there's a new sheriff in town.
Now. There's a new sheriff in town. I didn't even know where that team is from. I don't even know their league.
It's the Moldovan league. It's in Moldova.
Where the hell is Moldova?
It's in Moldova. It's in Europe.
Kind of sad. Madrid got beaten by the lowest ranked team in UEFA this season.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is the first time ever being in the UEFA. And they beat the most successful.
No, it's not their first
time. It is their first
time. Is it their first time?
It was their first time.
Wow.
That goal they scored against Shakhtar was their first goal. And then the Madrid one, yeah, was history, because they beat the most successful side in Champions League history.
Wow.
Yeah, no, they didn't sleep.
They probably partied the whole night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Moldova.
And another interesting result that happened this weekend was Borussia Dortmund lost to Gladbach.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
I
watched the match.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no Haaland, so, you know, I'm guessing not the best results for them.
Yeah, you know, we know what that goes like.
You know, we know how that looks. But yeah, again, but to be honest, it was a bit of a nice performance from none other than Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
You know,
stepping up.
Yeah, stepping up. He's becoming a very, very good talent, you know. And I saw a comment, I think last week or the week before, whereby it's like, what did it say? Dear Bellingham, please stop playing as good as you're playing. You're already about 80 million over Liverpool's budget. So please.
Just slow down,
just
man.
Slow
please,
down, man.
Please.
Yeah, but, you know, it's really good to see. And we also saw the same the following week in UEFA Champions League, whereby again Dortmund came out with tooth and nails, you know,
edged it. Yeah.
And then Hertha Berlin versus RB Leipzig 6-0. Now the reason I wanted to speak about this is for none other than Christopher Nkunku.
Yeah.
You know when your FM player it's freaking showing fire. And you're like, I knew you before you were famous.
I raised him.
He was my striker.
Whoa.
Christopher Nkunku.
Wait, is it the guy who was got a hat trick against us?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, man. That guy is insane. What's wrong with that guy?
He's on
is
the
Haaland. Who does he think he is? Oh yeah, he's on the
Haaland. He had two goals and he assisted Yusuf Poulsen. This guy was on fire.
FM fire. What did you tell him?
You know, before he went out on the pitch, like, you know, man, you just need to keep your ground.
Yeah, I know.
Ensure that you're able to drag some players, you know, play a bit higher, shoot on sight, you know, and just be you, man. I gave him some confidence, you know, some confidence. Just be
Kunku,
you.
Man.
Christopher freaking Nkunku. You know, if you shoot, you're getting that ball in.
Yes.
You know?
And he did.
Twice.
And an assist.
In the words of Pep Guardiola, twice!
Okay.
And I was going to go through the Bayern Munich one, but you all know they won.
Yeah, did they?
That's not a shocker.
Whoa.
Yeah.
shot, man.
Now, with that, going into the main league, you know.
The league of all leagues.
The league of all leagues.
Tell them.
Serie A.
Serie A.
Of course it's Serie A.
Yes.
Right. As there. Juventus edges through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening to Juventus this season.
Now, look. They're going through a change, you know. It's funny how when Ronaldo left, Dybala awakened.
Where is this awakening?
He awakened.
This is their first win in since the season started.
He scored.
Stop hey, it.
Hey, you know, there was this a picture, fantastic penalty.
There was this picture where, like, in the first game, whereby this guy had a poster saying, "Who needs Ronaldo?"
Yeah.
I bet you that's aging very well.
Yeah.
You know, very, very well, you know. We needed Ronaldo and he's scoring, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all need Ronaldo badly. You know?
Yeah, no, we need Ronaldo. every team needs Ronaldo.
Yeah. No, like, you would have done very well for City, because one problem City is having right now is you don't have that clinical striker.
The guy that you give the ball to.
Like, you know, people will say what they want about some tap-ins, but, you know, some of these balls, and you also see it with Lewandowski, it's the ability to read a play. You know, like, you saw the Liverpool match against, in the UEFA Champions League against Porto, Salah's goal.
Yeah,
the reaction time he had to have, as soon as there was that mischief, he had to be there. Because now the keeper is responding, he's going towards, the player is now also trying to fix up his error,
and
he had to, you know, quickly slide between there, you know. And that's what you guys are missing, you know, a striker who knows how to position himself, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, a striker who can, who has this type of, like, you know, game mentality, you know, that they can, I don't know how to put it, but, you know, when, like, specific balls go through, they.
I just feel like most of the City players are just too involved, man. Like, you need the guy who's going to be, fully focused.
Yeah.
Seeing the gaps, calculating, reading the gaps.
Yeah, because, look, I think they play Sterling as a false nine now.
Mm.
And they try to come in now from more of the wing positions, or they try to cross in a lot more.
Okay.
You know, and...
like, flood the box type of thing.
Yeah. And also, but now the problem is they sometimes forced to, you know, cross this ball in or, like, make those passes to Sterling. And he's not a natural born center striker.
It's not a Haaland.
He's not a Haaland. There is no killer instinct there.
We need a killer.
You know, you need a Mkunku. We must sign a Mkunku next season.
I promise you. Pep is going to sign Mkunku.
You know, I think we need to sign a Mkunku. But with that said, some Premier League action this past week, because it was... last weekend, as we head into the new weekend.
Chelsea
versus Man City. And again, where was Lukaku?
Where was Lukaku?
They never registered a single shot on target.
I was missing.
That is bad.
Chelsea players went to the police station.
You know, last time seen in Ruben Diaz's pocket. You know. You know, it was quite bad. You know, he was, you know, chilling with the lights off. he was chilling with the lights of Jamie Vardy.
Yeah.
You know, with the lights of, as I look at their previous ones, with the lights of Aubameyang.
Yeah, in the pocket.
He's in the pocket. Yeah, he was chilling with Aubameyang, Lacazette.
Yeah. They're all there,
just chilling, sharing stories of how they ended up here. You know, about to score the next thing.
This guy.
But you know, that's the thing, and I said it once, and it's not that I have any anything against Lukaku.
No, who has
And it's a fact, and this is being shown. Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
When he's playing against defenders, he can't just, you know, bully off the ball.
Yeah.
He becomes
strong people.
There's nothing much he can really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a fact. That's a big fact. You know, it's a fact that we cannot just cancel out.
Yeah.
It's not that I have anything against him. You know?
No, we saw with Liverpool as well, with Van Dijk.
Yeah. Because now as he passes Van Dijk, he still had, what was his name?
Matip,
you know, who had to go through, and it's the same year. You might be able to bully Stones, but then Diaz is waiting for him. It doesn't even mean that the defender is big,
just willing to get booked.
You know, it's a
Ramos
technique.
Instinct also.
Technique, willing to be booked. They're willing to, you know, they're proper defenders.
You're
not just gonna easily shrug
them
off.
You will not pass. Yeah, that's another pass. Know?
And then West Ham coming behind and getting the victory over. With an Antonio winner in the last minute. As well as a Junior Firpo own goal.
What?
Another interesting result was obviously... Now, I'm gonna do this thing in a nice way, right? So let's start with this one, right?
Okay.
Arsenal beat Tottenham. 3-1.
Like, beat.
With a beautiful goal by Smith Rowe.
Yeah.
With a nice goal from Aubameyang.
Did you see that celebration, though?
And an even bigger banger by Bukayo Saka. I think Bukayo Saka just needs to go to United.
Why now?
On United.
You guys are
City,
fine. No, you guys are fine. Let him stay there.
Nah. I feel like he should gun for like a proper team now. I don't think Arsenal. Maybe they just need to change their coach. But I don't think Arsenal is a team where he's gonna develop the way he should be developing.
Yeah, but the counter was devastating.
You know, and also in that game, you know, what can I say? There's a song I used to listen to where the guy said, before rap music, I was Harry and Kane. I think that would mean now he was just chilling. Because that's what Kane was doing that match.
Yeah, just chilling.
Just chilling.
You know, just chilling.
He actually came out and he had an assist. Oh, he started the play for one of the goals.
He lost the
ball. Yeah, you know, the Aubameyang goal.
What? He wasn't... What is Kane doing so far from the box? Like, he was... I don't know. He's creating chances. that shouldn't happen.
He's playing as a false six.
Like, he's doing such a Busquets kind of things, man.
I'm like, no, he's not playing this? A false nine now. He's
telling
playing
a false, false six.
At this point.
False four.
False one.
False.
False player.
Hey, Harry Kane. False goal scorer.
False player.
Let's go.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is there's no Liam. What's his name? What's that pundit's name? The one who was always on Pogba's case. Liam Gramson, I think. Something like that. And it's funny, you're not hearing him chew his mouth about Harry Kane, you know?
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Okay, now with that, Manchester United lost to Aston Villa. I was listening to the press conference for the upcoming game that Man United have against Everton. And they asked him about McFred. And he's like, you know, he trusts McFred. You know, the way they're able to recover the ball and stuff. And, you know, the way they're able to, you know, hold up play. And I'm like, you don't need two players for that. That's why you freaking have a CDM.
McTominay
and freaking and Van der Beek would be a better option to do that. Because McTominay can hold way better, you know. And then Van der Beek can push the ball up.
McVan der Beek. Done.
And you see, the my problem is that this has become favoritism at this point.
Yeah.
And you look at that match, it's not even a favoritism of the duo of McFred, you know?
It's the favoritism
of Fred.
Fred himself.
Because in that game, again, Fred was not playing well. McTominay was actually, you could, I strongly believe that that corner wouldn't have been a goal if McTominay was there. Because he has he's tall, he has proper aerial presence. Maybe his clearance is not the best, but he has proper aerial presence. We saw this in the Villarreal matches.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He has proper, you know, and the thing is now, they took away a player who was actually having impact on the game, left a player who was having no impact on the game, and then what did he expect?
Boom. Loss.
Like, at this point... You know, and he said that, you know, McFred have, you know, the stats prove it. It's in the numbers. Of course, it's going to be in the numbers. If you play them in every single game,
yeah.
Right? So let's say six games play, right? You play them in all six, we win four of them. Their numbers are going to be better than everybody else.
Because you play them.
Because you played them all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And look at the games we lost, and look at how bad our midfield was. It's actually quite frustrating, but you know, I'm not here to be a Man United fan. Aston Villa also held their own very well.
Yeah, they did.
It was a very, very good second half for them. Poor and pathetic second half for Manchester United. But yeah, Aston Villa dominated that second half. And overall, so now this is why I did it this way. So Man City beats Chelsea. Boom. That's a drop of points. So
from Chelsea.
Chelsea's on 13 points. Boom. That gives 3 points to Man City. Man City's now on 13 points.
Nice.
Aston Villa beats Man United. Man United stay on 13 points.
Balance.
Now, guess who was already on 13 points?
Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Yes.
So Liverpool had to win this game against Brentford and they would be 3 points clear.
Clear. Just like that.
You know, they have to just be Brentford. Newcomers Brentford.
Come on now.
You know?
We got this.
You got this.
We got this.
And the match starts.
Boom.
And in the 27th minute,
here we go.
Ethan Pinnock of Brentford scores.
Oh, whoa.
We like flip.
What is happening?
Liverpool might actually lose. Ooh. But now Diego Jota comes in the 31st minute.
1-1.
Makes it 1-1.
Let's go.
No, all like, okay, flipping. They're going to draw 1 point. 1 point is enough, you know? Then in the 54th minute, Mohamed Salah scores a goal.
Damn it.
Now you're like, damn, they 3 points clear.
Gone.
But then, in the 63rd minute, I hope I see this guy's name right. John Nott scores a goal for Brentford. Now you're like,
flip. Oh, we have a game.
1 point.
We have a game. Yeah.
In the 67th minute, Curtis Jones
scores
what looked like a winning goal.
Damn that Curtis Jones.
Because nothing happened until the 82nd minute where Wissai scores the equalizing goal for Brentford.
Stadium goes crazy.
Stadium goes wild.
City, Chelsea. No.
You know,
City, Chelsea, Man United fans
going crazy. All going crazy.
Yeah, we're all there.
Because the battle is still on.
Yes.
You know, there is not huge catching up needing to happen, you know.
Thanks to Brentford.
Brentford doing Brentford stuff.
My last born.
You know, first stopping Arsenal from even starting their league. You know. And now helping us to ensure that there's still a battle on the top of the league, you know.
Yes.
I think I want Brentford to win the league.
Yeah, me too.
I wouldn't mind. You know, I wouldn't mind if Aston Villa or Brentford win the league.
As long as City is second or something.
Nah, they'll be third.
I'm fine.
They'll be fourth.
Okay.
First would be Brentford. Second would be West Ham. Or first would be West Ham. Second would be Brentford.
Okay.
Then United. Then City.
Fair.
Yeah. But you know, something interesting. It's an interesting thing about Liverpool. You know, one thing I'm enjoying this season is the use of young talent. You know,
lovely
Curtis Jones coming into the field, and obviously before the injury as well.
Now he's in.
And Elliot.
Oh, hey.
And you know, seeing those two enter the main squad and actually having a huge impact at such a young age is always beautiful to see.
That
in football,
is good from Jurgen Klopp.
It's very beautiful to see, and they are holding their own.
Yes.
And you know, as we go into the new match day, it's obviously very interesting to see what happens. You know, we have two more match days left until international break, meaning this week, next week, and we're going into that time.
That time again.
You know, that time.
2 weeks.
But we are getting closer and closer to the transfer window. So, hey. We're almost halfway through the season.
Let's go. Now is the time when City buys Robert Lewandowski.
And we get him Kunku.
Oh, okay. Equals.
Okay, but that is it from us to you. I told you, when your show invites me to their show. And you'll convince me to stop, I'll stop. This is a challenge.
It's an open challenge.
It's an open challenge.
I hope my co-hosts are listening.
It's an open challenge.
At least one of them.
Yeah. But from me to you, signing out.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.